Hello, everybody. So somebody sent me an email a while back, and I wanted to have a look at it. I want to get into it, and they'd been arguing with lefties on the subject of non-white on white rapes and on Islamic grooming gangs and everything like that. And their argument was that the lefties were saying, well, what does it matter? What does it matter that the people perpetrating these crimes, these sex crimes against white women, what does it matter that the women were white? And what does it matter that the perpetrators were non-white immigrants and so on? And I've seen this before, and I've seen it by prominent social justice Antifa types on the internet, whose YouTube channels are that I hate watch from time to time. And it's an argument that pops up from time to time, and I wanted to have a look at it, and I wanted to dissect it a little bit. And one of them is this chubby Antifa kid on YouTube called Kevin Logan, and I was reminded of a video he did on another YouTuber called Roaming Millennium, some sort of skeptic. I don't watch her videos. I don't know anything about her. But she did a video about the Cologne rapes, the refugees who, these mass sexual assaults of German women by the refugees Angela Merkel led in. And his point was that Roaming Millennial was a racist, of course, because she doesn't talk about college rapes. She doesn't talk about date rape and the kind of things lefty feminists like him talk about. And then there's another one called Christy Winters, who's just a horrible woman, and she makes this a sort of similar argument, and she says that the most common kinds of sex crime are committed within the family, between family members. And so you see a common thread here. You see and I wanted to dig in, and this is what's being thrown in the faces of a lot of good people. And it's this squid ink. It's a way of squirting this. You've got to wade your way through this cloud of pig swill. That's what they're trying to do here. But I think there's something deeper. What they're trying to do, when you take a step back from it and think it through for a bit, what they're trying to do is remove the racial element from these crimes. They're trying to say that the fact that it's inter-ethnic and racial isn't the point. The point is the crime. So they used to just flat out deny this stuff, but it's becoming impossible to do. So now they've sort of fell back to a different situation, a different position, and now they're going to hold that line and say, well, it doesn't really matter that it's non-white men abusing and molesting and assaulting white women. That's not the issue. The issue is that the crime itself is the issue. Well, that's all well and good. The problem is, we live in a country with since Stephen Lawrence Day. We live in a country with hate crime, where everything is to do. If the crime is racial, then it's a thousand times worse. Then you go to jail longer. We've got an officially sanctioned St. Stephen Lawrence Day. So according to their logic, which they're using here, according to this argument, which they're using, we'd have to abolish that. Everything which has happened with Stephen Lawrence, his mother's in the House of Lords, the justice system was turned upside down. There's been about 1,000 inquiries, and now he's got an official St. Stephen Lawrence Day. All of this would have to be scrapped. The hate crime laws would have to be scrapped. And yet, they are the people who brought them in. They are the people, because if you're going to make a case that the racial element is irrelevant, what matters is the crime itself, which is what these scumbags are doing. That's their line of thought here. Then pretty much all left-wing activism for the past 30 years will have to be scrapped. If that's, I mean, if Kevin Logan listens to, is that where you want to go, Kevin? Is that where you want to go with this? But I know what they'll say. I know what they'll say against that kind of thing. And they'll say, well, to take the Stephen Lawrence case, they'll say it was institutional racism. It was that the cops were, the cops covered it up, the media covered it up, the social services didn't do anything, the entire system was institutionally racist. And he was a marginalized, oppressed group. Well, okay. So what is it that people on the right are saying about these grapes and these groomings and everything which is going on, all of the suffering that European women have now? What is it that people on the right are saying? They're saying the police covered it up. They're saying the media won't report it. They're saying the social services were biased. And yet for that, they've just shat all over their own. For that, people are called racist scumbags. Within the leftist paradigm, within their own intellectual framework, it's people, oppressed people speaking truth to power. And yet they call them scumbags for it. The actual left call them scumbags for it. Doesn't it sound familiar? Isn't it just the same thing? And that's where it leads. But it also says something about the power dynamics in the country, because it says, well, the people who were oppressed, perhaps, I'll go with it for the sake of argument, I'll go with it. They are now calling the shots. And the people who are oppressed now, the arguments are exactly the same. How can they not see it? And it's because they're anti-white, because they hate white people, because their ideology hates white people. Because at the end of the day, it's because of the very system that these rapes, these groomings, all of these sexual assaults are happening in the first place. And so just to get back to the person who emailed me, who was a bit confused by this, because what they do is then turn around on you and they say, you're the racist. You're the racist because you've recognized the racial element in the crime. And yet again, that's exactly what they have been doing for the past 30 years. And so to get back to this person who emailed me, tell them that. Tell them you are vermin. It's people like you who are responsible for this. This attitude that you have is why it's happening in the first place. When this pig swill that you pump out, which runs directly counter to all of your ideology, all of your worldview, all of your ethics, all of your, you're just throwing anything out there. It's just squid ink. Because at the end of the day, you're anti-white and you cannot admit that you're way of looking at the world is a horror story. It's terrible. It's misery. It's hell. And this pathetic argument of, well, what, it's just a crime, is just a crime. Because if that's the case, again, if that's the case, what does it matter that the people who killed Stephen Lawrence were white racists? What does it matter? Surely what matters is that he was stabbed to death in a bus stop. Who cares if they were white racists? That's where they're going. That's the argument now. And it's not going to stand. It's bullshit. And for me, this is a little bit low-hanging fruit, and I think I might get into this a little bit more on YouTube because you don't tend to get banned and censored for it. But I think for people who are just waking up to this kind of thing, and they're sort of finding their way, it's good to get these sort of basic arguments out there and back in the trenches. So that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening, everybody. I'll see you later.